Trump, unless you're a very stupid person, you see the 2020 election was rigged. By Pam Key on May 10, 2023. Former President Donald Trump said Wednesday on CNN's town hall that unless you're a very stupid person, you see the 2020 presidential election was rigged. Host Caitlin Collins said, "Polls show that you are dominating the Republican race right now. But you are also under active federal investigation for trying to overturn the 2020 election results," she said, referring to a probe into Trump's actions after the election. "Your first term ended with a deadly riot at the Capitol, and you still have not publicly acknowledged the 2020 election result. Why should Americans put you back in the White House?" Trump said, "Because we did fantastically. We got 12 million more votes than we had in, as you know, in 2016. I actually say we did far better in that election. Got the most that anybody's ever gotten as a sitting president of the United States." He continued, "I think that when you look at that result and when you look at what happened during that election, unless you're a very stupid person, you see what happens. A lot of the people in this audience, and probably maybe a couple that don't, but most people understand what happened. That was a rigged election, and it's a shame we had to go through it. It's bad for our country all over the world. They looked at it and they saw exactly what everyone else saw. Even if you look recently with the 51 intelligence agents that made a difference. If you look at the FBI and Twitter, call it Twitter files, it made a big difference." Collins said. "Mr. President, back to what you just said there, though. It was not a rigged election. It was not a stolen election. You and your supporters lost more than 60 court cases on the election. It's been nearly 2.5 years. Can you publicly acknowledge that you did lose the 2020 election?" Trump said, "Let me just go on. If you look at Truth the Vote, they found millions of votes on camera, on government cameras where they were stuffing ballot boxes. So with all of that, I think it's a shame what happened. I think it's a very sad thing for our country. I think it's a very sad thing, frankly, for the world." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.